Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Preface. As the 2020s progressed, the digital world faced rapid fire, broad changes. New technologies like artificial intelligence, AI, blockchain, and the Internet of Effects, IoT, surfaced and promised to reshape how people interacted with the web. For Tim Berners-Lee, the web's innovator and longtime champion, this period was both stirring and fraught with new challenges. The web he created as a simple way to partake scientific documents had evolved into a global ecosystem connecting billions. Yet, the pledges of openness and decentralization were decreasingly hovered by rising monopolies, sequestration eruptions, and complex technological shifts. Berners-Lee set up himself formally again, stepping forward, not only to introduce but to guide humanity through the thorny questions that these new technologies posed. This occasion explores Berners-Lee's vision for the unborn web amid arising technologies, his sweats to balance invention with ethics, and the ongoing fight to keep the web open, fair, and empowering for all. Embracing new technologies with caution and vision, Berners-Lee was not one to sweat technological change. On the negative, he ate invention, seeing it as essential for progress. Still, his lifelong commitment to openness and Stoner Commission made him conservative about innocent relinquishment of new technologies. Artificial intelligence Berners-Lee honored AI as a transformative force. From enhancing hunt machines to powering virtual sidekicks, AI promised to make the web smarter and more responsive. But he also raised admonitions about AI's implicit abuse, similar as algorithmic bias, surveillance, and misinformation modification. He emphasized a need for translucency and responsibility in AI systems, pushing for fabrics that explain how AI opinions are made and empower druggies to control their data. Blockchain and decentralization, the rise of blockchain technologies fascinated Berners-Lee because it echoed his early dreams of a decentralized web. Blockchain's distributed tally offered a way to corroborate deals and individualities without central authorities, potentially breaking data monopolies. Yet, Berners-Lee was quick to note the practical challenges energy consumption, scalability, and non-supervisory query. He supported for interoperability. Icing blockchain systems worked with being web norms rather than creating isolated silos. Internet of Effects, IoT. The explosion of connected bias brought new possibilities and pitfalls. Berners-Lee was concerned about the security, sequestration, and standardization of IoT technologies. Without careful design, billions of connected objects could become points of vulnerability or tools for invasive data collection. Solid a concrete step towards Stoner Commission. Throughout these developments, Berners-Lee remained deeply invested in his design solid social link data. Solid proposed a new web armature, where druggies stored their particular data in decentralized capsules that they controlled. Apps would request access to data, but druggies could drop it any time, and in the dominance of platforms hoarding particular information. Solid represented Berners-Lee's practical vision for a web where individualities possessed their data. Inventors erected interoperable apps that did not lock druggies in. The web remained open and flexible for invention. He innovated in RUPT, a company aimed at promoting Solid's relinquishment, working with governments, enterprises, and academic institutions worldwide. Though relinquishment was gradational, Solid sparked important exchanges about data power and sequestration in a period of big tech dominance, championing for ethical norms and governance. Berners-Lee's part as a director of the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, placed him at the center of standard setting for the web. Under his leadership, the W3C boosted focus on ethical considerations in technology design. He supported the addition of sequestration by design and security by dereliction principles in new web norms. Icing inventors incorporated Stoner rights and protections from the ground up. He supported sweats to make decentralized identifiers, DIDs, and empirical credentials to give druggies more control over digital individualities. Fading that technology norms alone couldn't break systemic issues. Burners, Lee worked with policymakers, civil society groups, and assiduity to shape governance fabrics. He supported from multi-stakeholder models where governments, companies, and druggies unite to guard the web's openness, sequestration, and freedom. The Contract for the Web, a Global Call to Action. In 2019, Berners, Lee launched the Contract for the Web, a global action, uniting governments, companies, and citizens under participated commitments to cover and advance the web as a public good. The contract outlined clear principles. Governments must keep the web accessible and cover druggies' rights. Companies must admire sequestration, translucency, and foster invention. Citizens must make regard for communities and demand responsibility. This action reflected Berners-Lee's belief that technology results must be accompanied by political will and social engagement. The contract for the web was both a roadmap and a marshaling cry to defy the web's growing heads' misinformation, sequestration violations, and inequality. Navigating the digital divide, in addition, Berners-Lee's advocacy extended to diving the digital peak, the gap between those with and without dependable internet access. He advised that without bridging this peak, new technologies will consolidate global inequalities. He worked with transnational associations and governments to promote programs icing affordable access, digital knowledge, and original content creation. At W3C, norms prioritize availability, supporting druggies with disabilities in multiple languages. The epidemic's digital assignments. The COVID-19 epidemic spotlighted the web's central part in ultra-modern life, but also magnified inequalities. Berners-Lee called for renewed sweats to ensure that everyone, especially marginalized communities, could profit from digital connectivity. He emphasized that access wasn't just about structure, but about trust, sequestration, and safety online, rudiments necessary for meaningful participation. The continuing struggle, corporate power, and stoner rights. Despite his sanguinity, Berners-Lee brazened the realities of important tech titans shaping the web's direction. He constantly blamed surveillance capitalism and monopolistic actions, advising that without intervention, the web could become a tool of control rather than emancipation. His systems and advocacy sought to rebalance power by empowering druggies, promoting open norms, and encouraging competition and invention, looking forward the web as a shared human space. Berners-Lee envisions a web evolving as a participative mortal space where technology amplifies creativity, knowledge, and connection while esteeming individual rights and community values. He urges global cooperation, ethical invention, and nonstop alert to ensure the web fulfills its promise for future generations. The expanding power of the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C. As the web grew ever more complex and integral to diurnal life, Berners-Lee's leadership at the W3C came decreasingly critical. Under his guidance, the consortium broadened its compass beyond introductory protocols to address pressing challenges like sequestration, security, digital identity, and the ethical use of AI. The W3C sought to ensure that the web's foundational norms evolved to meet the demands of new technologies without immolating openness or interoperability. Berners-Lee supported enterprises that introduced sequestration by design principles into new protocols and promoted tools for stoner-centric identity operation, similar as decentralized identifiers, DIDs, and empirical credentials. These sweats aimed to give druggies lesser control and trust in a terrain that was getting more data-driven and complex. Solid and interrupt building the stoner-centric web. Berners-Lee's solid design remained his most palpable donation toward reclaiming stoner control on the web. With the founding of Interrupt in 2018, Berners-Lee sought to accelerate Solid's relinquishment by working nearly with enterprises and governments, demonstrating how Solid capsules could revise data power and sharing. Despite specialized and relinquishment challenges, Solid's vision inspired a new surge of allowing about decentralization and sequestration. For illustration, governments interested in digital identity results looked to Solid as a way to give citizens power of their particular information, while healthcare providers explored Solid capsules for secure data sharing. Berners-Lee saw Solid as part of a broader ecosystem of decentralized technologies that could annul the dominance of many massive platforms, responding to the challenges of misinformation and online harms. Berners-Lee Lee also engaged deeply with the societal consequences of the web's rapid-fire growth. He was concerned about the rise of misinformation, detest speech, and online importunity, which hovered the web's pledge as a popular platform. Rather than championing suppression burners, Lee supported nuanced approaches concentrated on translucency, community temperance, and empowering druggies to identify believable information. He banded with experimenters in civil society to develop tools and norms for provenance, content authenticity, and trust signals. His station emphasized balancing free expression with responsibility, an incredibly complex challenge in a global and different web. Advocacy for global digital rights and governance. Fading that specialized results alone were inadequate, burners, Lee engaged with transnational associations, governments, and advocacy groups to promote mortal rights in the digital age. He helped shape fabrics addressing sequestration, freedom of expression, and indifferent access. Burners, Lee was a strong exponent of multi-stakeholder governance, where policymakers, assiduity, and civil society work collaboratively to guide the web's future. He frequently advised against exorbitantly centralized or authoritarian control, which could stifle invention and violate rights. His vision was a balanced, inclusive model guarding the web as a global commons. Reflections on power dynamics in the digital age. Burners. Lee constantly stressed the growing power imbalances created by a sprinkle of dominant tech companies controlling vast quantities of data and impacting stoner experience. He saw this as an ABC Darien trouble to the web's openness and diversity. Through public addresses, essays, and enterprise like the Contract of Web, he called for increased responsibility, translucency, and regulation to help abuse. He supported for empowering individualities, fostering competition, and supporting open norms to maintain a healthy digital ecosystem. Education, digital knowledge, and the next generation. Burners. Lee believed the future of the web depended not only on technology, but on informed druggies. He supported digital knowledge programs worldwide, helping people understand how the web works, the significance of sequestration, and how to critically estimate information. He also guided youthful technologists, encouraging them to design with ethics and inclusivity at the van. His communication to unborn generations was clear: the web is a collaborative responsibility, taking ongoing stewardship. The web's part in society's unborn. Looking ahead, burners. Lee saw the web as a platform to attack some of humanity's topmost challenges, from climate change and healthcare to education and governance. He envisaged technologies enabling lesser translucency, collaboration, and commission, but he was adamant that the web's design and governance must prioritize mortal values. Icing technology serves society, not the other way around. Continuing the journey. Today, Tim Berners, Lee remains an inexhaustible advocate and inventor. His trip, from the creation of the web to backing its future, is a testament to the power of visionary thinking combined with ethical commitment. The challenges are immense, but Berners, Lee's enduring sanguinity reminds us that with collaboration, alert, and care, the web can continue to be a force for good worldwide. The imperative for decentralization, the attention of power in a sprinkle of tech titans, remain a profound concern for Berners Lee. He saw centralization not simply as a business model, but as a trouble to the web's core values: openness, stoner control, and invention. Berners. Lee argued that true decentralization would return control to druggies and communities, breaking the monopolies at limited choice and sequestration. Solid's elaboration and growing relinquishment. Solid. Berners. Lee's pioneering design for decentralized data power gained traction in different sectors. Governments exploring digital identity systems, healthcare associations taking secure data sharing, and inventors interested in sequestration-friendly operations turned to Solid's armature. With Inrupt leading commercialization sweats, burners, Lee emphasized collaboration over competition, seeking hookups that admired Solid's open norms. Ethical AI and web technologies. Artificial intelligence's rapid-fire advancement posed profound ethical questions. Burners. Lee called for embedding ethical guidelines into AI systems interacting with the web. He supported Translucency Enterprise making AI decision, making accessible to druggies, combating bias, and guarding sequestration. Collaborations with transnational standard bodies sought to produce fabrics balancing invention and responsibility. The Contract for the Web: Progress and Challenges. Berners, Lee's global action, the contract for Webb continued to rally different stakeholders. While numerous governments and companies pledged commitment, perpetration remained uneven. Berners Lee stressed that pledges were only meaningful with responsibility, public engagement, and nonstop trouble. Education and digital addition. Digital knowledge programs expanded, supported by Berners Lee's advocacy. He believed education empowered druggies to navigate complications, cover their rights, and share in shaping the web's future. Programs targeted marginalized groups, fading that indifferent digital addiction was essential for social justice. Navigating global governance. Berners Lee engaged in high-position forums addressing internet governance and data regulation. He supported multi-stakeholder models defying authoritarian attempts to control information overflows. He supported For Mortal Rights, centered governance fabrics, reflecting the web's global and cross-cultural nature. Reflections on heritage and the road ahead. As Berners Lee approached the after stages of his career, he reflected on the trip from invention to stewardship. He remained hopeful but realistic about the challenges ahead. His communication was clear: conserving the web's pledge requires collaborative responsibility, continual invention, and ethical commitment.